Yep. Welcome to Social 1776. I am your host, Daniel Leach. I'm joined by Rexton Lotus Justice. Are you there, Rexton?
Yep, I'm here. What's up with you?
I was just having a hard time remembering my code to get into the show here for some reason.
Could be all the snow you're having up there.
Yeah, brain fart, you know?
Yeah, well, it looks sunny here. I can't tell. I think it's sunny here. I don't know if it's cold. Don't get to see the sun on the outside. Just know that there's sunlight, large amounts of it coming through these opaque windows. So
we're dealing with a snowstorm here. They call it the storm of the century. You know, I've seen worse snow because I'm from New York where there's lots of snow.
Yeah.
But around here, they don't really get a lot of snow. It's mostly just snows and turns into ice, so it doesn't accumulate a lot. But so far, according to the weather, there was some kind of warm-up that happened over Colorado, and then when it hit our area, it just turned into a lot of snow for this area.
Was it an artificial warm-up?
You still there?
Yeah, was it an artificial warm-up?
You know, I don't really think... I don't know. It doesn't get very warm here in the wintertime, so.
Yeah. Had some interesting things going on. Looks like Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter. That would be good.
I have some Elon Musk news myself.
What's it?
I recently bought the domain name ElonMuskSocialMedia.com, and I attached it to Social1776.com.
You're funny. He's probably going to call you for it.
He might.
Give me my domain. You're funny. Well, I mean, it'd be nice if he restored Twitter to just like a public service, which is what it was before. You know, just like free press. That would definitely put a big damper, a big dent in the fascist social. They're actually socialist Democrats, which are fascists.
They're social engineers, is what they are, honestly.
I'm sorry, say again?
They're social engineers. That's what they do.
That's what social democrats do. They manipulate media and all that stuff and try to cultivate basically a state-created paradigm that's 100% controlled by an elite group of, you know, hidden masters. So that's what fascism, you know, that's why fascism serves them so well. You have a hierarchical system of doers and handlers and servants that serve, you know, even don't even know who the people on top are. They just serve the immediate masters. It's a very big hive-minded corrupt state where people hide their crimes within, you know, the masses of the mass. And so it'd be nice if he returned Twitter to public media, you know, to free form. That would be awesome. It'd be a huge dent in the coup that's happening, and I think they know that. If they lost control of Twitter, I think they would lose control of the agenda. So that would be nice if that's really what he's going to do with it.
I don't have a whole lot of faith in, you know, people like Elon Musk, the global elite.
He's, you know, you have to think about he made his money on stolen tech, Tesla tech, a lot of it. So, you know, since he made his money on somebody else's dime, at least a lot of it, it seems like he should feel compelled to, you know, to donate it to the public domain. That would be nice of him if he really were altruistic, being that, you know, a lot that he does is not of his design or his creativity. I mean, the application of them maybe, but actually I don't even know if the applications of them. I mean, most of the stuff that we do in the modern era with cell phones and electronics are Tesla technology that have been stolen from them, were stolen from them, or have been, outside their copyright date or their patent date, or were stolen patents, and they just repackage them. So, you know, one would think.
Can you be a little more specific when you talk about how Elon Musk stole technology?
Well, it's I wouldn't say he stole it, but he's definitely using stuff that's not his. You know, he's using technology that was founded and created and through the genius of Tesla. Tesla created, again, most of the stuff we're doing right now in electronics is based on Tesla creations and patents. So, you know, it's not like it would be the reapplication of somebody else's, you know, genius. So I'm not saying the guy's not smart. He's very smart.
Right. But, well, yeah, you know that a lot of these patents run out after a certain amount of time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, he's a genius in its reapplication. In that. But then again, how do industrialists get started? You know, I'm not familiar with his background. He seems very smart. He seems like a very high-minded guy. I'm just hoping that since he made, he's made a lot of money on someone else's works, though he's reapplied them in a lot of ways. One would hope that, you know, he would maybe throw some of that to the public domain. I know that Tesla never wanted his technology to be patented and withheld from the people. He wanted his technology to be used by the people. And there's a lot of technology that's handed to industrialists by the powers that be, and they are handpicked to use that technology. I mean, I think Facebook is probably potentially one of those situations where a technology was handed to someone to be used, and for that person to be handled by the system and the powers that be. I mean, the technology of Facebook was not. I know that the profession is that it was created solely by one person, but I don't believe that for a minute. So there's a lot of technology that's withheld, particularly by the military, industrial complex seizes technology all the time. It has seized hydrogen-based cells, hydrogen-based energy, that could provide free energy for the world. It's been seized. Anybody tries to do certain things with technology, men in black suits come in, truly, literally, come in and seize people's technologies and take them away from.
Right. It's like the guy that actually invented the ability to drive your car on water, hydrogen.
Right,
built the car, and these guys that you're talking about, these men in black guys, they show up and they make them basically disappear. You know?
Yeah, I can't think of the guy's name who did cold fusion. He's an Ohio guy. What is his name? I mean, he developed cold fusion. He perfected it with a hydrogen cell. And he basically created cold fusion with just hydrogen. And it's a simple system. And he suddenly shows up dead. And then the next thing you know, men in black show up at his laboratory and sees everything in it.
Well, it wasn't in the laboratory. He had it in a garage, like his house.
Oh yeah, your guy. I know that. I'm talking about the guy who did cold fusion. He actually had a big laboratory. I mean, it was his personal property. But suddenly they show up, and next thing everything's gone, and then Black came and got him. So, I can't remember his name. The guy. Hopefully it'll come to me. But he's a fairly famous guy. In the alternative energy people. And I'm just saying that these people have these ideas, and sometimes they pop up. You know, two or three people do them at the same time all over the world. And, you know, like it's almost like God wanted us all to have them, right? And like three people come up with the same idea at the same time. And it's a matter of the race to who really gets it onto the system, gets it into the public first. But, you know, you have these people who as individuals create this technology, and it's literally the powers that be get wind of it, and they shut that individual down and seize it. Tesla spent preponderance of his time fighting the theft of his patents by Edison, and you know, so there's something to be said for the fact that you have people, and not just Elon Musk. There's a lot of industries that are using Tesla technology. He is the master of the modern era of electronics. If it had not been for Tesla, we would not have modern electronics. I don't think so. You know, he's really the father of the modern era. My point is that if you are a man who is utilizing technology or the works of another man's genius that in order to make your money, one would hope, in the light of who Tesla was, who believed in public domain and altruism, that he would hopefully, if he's going to spend all this money he made buying Twitter, that hopefully he puts it into the public domain and uses the money that he got from, you know, repackaging another man's technology and genius back into the public domain, which is what Tesla would have wanted to have it done. So I'm excited if he does it. I think, I mean, you know, Elon Musk is hit or miss, cold or hot or cold. I'm not sure where he's at, but if he truly does that, that would be awesome. It would be a big coup for the public and for people all over the world who are being really denied just basic facts and what's going on in the world. And, you know, we have the news media are 100% controlled by
right.
the oligarchs and everything, and it would be nice to have somebody. I you know, I'll just put it this way: if Elon Musk did that, he would probably go down in history not for his for what he's done in technology, but probably for that, you know, equalizing the playing field in the coup of the world. So I watched on the news, and someone said that he considered this act potentially to be the most important event in the modern era, and I happen to agree with him. If Elon Musk can seize Twitter and buy Twitter and return it to true public free press use, it would be one of the most important acts in the modern era. So I think that would be his claim to fame, more than what he's done, you know, with all the electronics and his exploration and, you know, the repurposing of Tesla information stuff. So I mean, I'm hopeful. I thought it was hopeful. So that's one hopeful thing to me, is that looks it's not like it can be repressed. It's not like Twitter could be any worse, right?
Right.
It's not like it can, you know, just returning, just making it so everyone who's been banned can get back on Twitter. That would be a fact. You know, that would be helpful. You know, just that alone.
That would be pretty sweet if they would actually do that. I was hoping they'd do that with Facebook, because at one point I had a pretty big following on Facebook.
Right.
You know, I had close to 150,000 subscribers, and then they deactivated my account.
Yeah, well, I'm on my third account. My first Lotus Justice account actually has evidence in it to prove criminal conspiracy against the United States that I have of other people in those acts, and I have a lot of writings in there. And I used to do a feed called Junta, and I would write these theses and stuff and teach people about law on them and promote certain things like the movie They Live. You know, I promoted that. And
oh, that's a great movie. Yeah,
it's a great movie. I mentioned that like in the 2010, 2012, and next thing you know, it's back up in the arena because I had a lot of followers there too. So that has been seized, and because I would not verify who I was with
right.
ID, and I'm like, I didn't have to verify to get this account. Why would you want me to verify? So, you know, and then when I did provide verification, they didn't like the form of verification. I can still log on to it, but it says we're waiting for. At this point, it's just kind of locked up. But I mean, I would love to have those back because there's a lot of intellectual property in them. You know, and I'm sure you're the same way. You know, they've seized a lot of intellectual property, just like my YouTube channel. They've seized a lot of intellectual property. I have copies of a lot of most of that stuff, but some of that stuff I may not. So, you know, they've seized intellectual property. And I'm not a big fan of having my intellectual property stolen. Clearly, I'm against that. So, you know, what the hell's going on there? So, you know, that's really the issue with these situations where people are having their YouTube channel seized, their Facebook channel. There's intellectual property in that. And YouTube really doesn't have the right, and neither is Facebook, to seize those things and make it so you can't get them. And yeah, you can like, oh, you can do an archive of your Facebook page and all this stuff, but I don't know that it really seizes everything. And so, you know, I would like to recover all of that, and I think that's probably one thing that you would like, is to recover all of that too. You have a lot of intellectual property, I'm sure, on the page that was seized. And in my case, like I said, there's actually evidence of crimes committed by other people in, you know, pointing to criminal activity against the United States and against the American people on this YouTube page. I mean, I'm sorry, on my first Lotus Justice Facebook page. And I think that's probably why they took it down, is because I had a big whole section on chemtrails. And I had a huge thing on chemtrails, and which had scientific evidence in it and stuff. So, you know, I think that they tend to seize accounts like that whenever they go against the system. And, you know, it's the same thing here. Like, for example, I'm basically in indefinite detention. I was told that they just, the DOJ has now instituted a domestic terrorist task group as of January, and you have Biden declaring white nationalist as the biggest threat. Okay, a nationalist, folks, is a special protected class of person, according to the statutes. A national is under 8 U.S.C. Subsection 1101.22, a special class of person. Under the special territorial jurisdiction, there's a special maritime jurisdiction created by treaty and private law, in which nationals are spoken of, and especially crimes against nationals fall into this category, and that's under Title 18, Subsection 7, which then refers to Title 8, Subsection 101, which is the short title is Title 8, Subsection 1101. But, you know, a national is a special class of citizen that is beholden to the federal constitution and the federal jurisdiction. And what you have going on is that you have your federal government and your state of trustee, you know, bar union overlays warring against those people and trying to declare an exercise of a constitutional right, such as the right to self-defense when someone comes into your house without warrant and tries to kill you, which is what they did in my case, to be a crime, and to say that those types of people who are exercising constitutional rights as belligerents to despotism and tyranny and unlawful acts of state governments and stuff in violation of, you know, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, all of them, due process, they're declaring those people dangerous to society and wanting to hold them indefinitely in jail. You know, it's what they're doing in D.C. Well, now the state of Ohio is getting ready to try to do that with their, quote, sovereign citizen, you know, tag. So, which in some states is a good thing. In the state of Ohio and under the FBI, it's considered basically a domestic terrorist. Now, how you get declared one, who knows? Where your name, what list it's on, where those names are floated around, how you get off of it, how you get your name cleared of such slanders and libels and basically targets that are put on your back by federal and state law enforcement, who knows? But they have a hit list, folks. You know, this is where we're at. We're in open fascism, where your government is declaring the term white nationalist is just bizarre to me. I'm sure that there are black nationalists. I'm not sure why they think they don't exist, or that why white ones versus black ones or brown ones or red ones would be less dangerous than the white ones. I don't know about that. But basically, I think you'll find that white nationalists tend to be Christians. People who believe in the federal construct of the Constitution are probably very faith-based in Christian values, not Catholic values, not Christian values. And so what you basically, when you hear Biden say white nationalists are the number one problem in this country to law enforcement, you basically should hear Christians, white Christians are the number one problem in this country. And they are, because they're the ones that wrote the Constitution. That's the faith that our law is based on. And they're the ones that don't surrender to false gods and Elohims.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Surrender to false prophets like the Pope and let them take what our rights should be. So, you know, in fact, I can call back, by the way, if we have the time. In the FBI, in the Ohio Attorney General's paperwork, but they have it in their distribution on their page, where they have a newsletter. They actually say if you call yourself a Christian citizen, you are considered a domestic terrorist. You know, you're considered a sovereign citizen. So if you profess to be an Orthodox Christian in the state of Ohio, you're going to get put on a list. Well, that's what I am, guys. You know, so don't kid yourself. They're coming after the white Christians who are the founders of the only free world document in existence, the Constitution for the United States of America. So that's what they're after, and they're starting to get very open about attacking that group of and class of person and trying to make it so they can put you in jail and in prison indefinitely without trial.
Thank you for using GTL.
Well, there you go. I mean, what's happening right now in the United States of America is something that I've been talking about for years. You know, about 20 years ago, you know, I was reading the Bible. And I could see that how in the Bible it talks about in the end times that there's going to be a purging of not just Christians, but also, oh, that looks like Rexton, that's going to be coming back, so hold on a second.